Hello, my friends. D.L. Anderson here. Welcome back to Transformation by Truth podcast as we share the truth concerning these last days and what you must do to save yourself from the violent times that are just ahead. Today's podcast is a word of truth accounting of the end times. The end is coming. The end is near. Today's podcast is entitled End Times 409, The Generation of Intentions, Part 4, The Danger of the Treasure and the Desires of Your Heart. The podcast's objectives are: analyze the evolution of your character, reveal the primary zone of disaster within your soul, and analyze the power of the treasure within your heart. This lesson contains timelines and other visuals. Therefore, if you are listening to the podcast, I advise you to watch the video version on our website or YouTube, or request a PDF of the lesson so you can add the visual effect. A primary source of chaos. Shalom, my beloved brothers and sisters, and welcome to day 211 of our exposition of lawlessness. In the most recent podcast, we analyze the fourth and fifth levels of the intention generation process. Enter your first intention and your personal congress. Now, we concluded that podcast analyzing the chaotic nature of your personal congress, which is largely due to the conflicting voices of your emotions, which are governed by a key actor within your heart. Enter your character. By definition, your character is the complex union of mental, cordial, and ethical qualities that uniquely define you as an individual. Now, in considering this definition, it should be clear that your character is heavily influenced by your personality. Case in point, your character has a mental faculty which establishes the required endpoint for connectivity with your personality, which is a mental faculty. Along these lines, the thoughts generated by your CPU heavily reflect your personality. And if you recall, these thoughts are passed into your alignment center, where they are aligned with the thoughts that are already in your heart. The merging then of the thoughts generated by your mind and the thoughts residing in your heart provide a mental framework for your character. And yet, you must appreciate how this framework does not guarantee how you will act. Remember, your character is a complex union of diverse qualities, and only a fraction of these qualities derives from your personality. Ergo, it is possible for someone to have an amazing personality and at the same time have a bad character, i.e., a bad actor. Likewise, it is possible for someone to have a good character and yet they can act out of character due to the complex makeup of the heart. My dear friends, you must believe me, this happens all the time, and it is why you should never marry someone you have recently met, even if they have a great personality. Why? It's because it takes time for you to see someone's true character, vis-a-vis their complete character. Here lies the inflection. To wit, we don't generally use the phrase true personality. because our personalities are one of the first things people notice about us. Why? It's because your personality is a mental faculty. It is the primary governor of your mind. And what facet of your being do stimuli enter? Exactly, they enter your mind. Ergo, your personality is dynamic and it is revealed constantly in real time. To wit, every time your thought dimension receives and reacts to stimuli, you are revealing your personality. Now, this is not the case for your character. Why? It's because stimuli do not pass into your heart. Ergo, your heart is designed to rely on the mental interpretation of stimuli, for your mind is better suited for the original task of interpretation. Here again, this interpretation helps shape your character, and yet it does not dictate your character. Remember, there are other factors feeding into your character, and they are not all good. This is why the thoughts within your heart are often contrary to the thoughts generated within your mind. And this is a primary source of the chaos associated with the process of intention generation. The downfall of your physical heart. Now, I said all of that to show you how your character is formed, because again, your character is the governor of your emotions, and your emotions are the most outspoken actors in your personal congress, which elevates your character to a level of preeminence within your heart. Now, this being the case, the question we should chiefly entertain is, who is the governor of your character? The answer is sure, and we can see it by observing the detailed diagram of the heart. Per the diagram to the right, there are two entities that feed directly into your character. One is an actor, and the other is a faculty. Now, the faculty that feeds into your character is your physical thought alignment center. This speaks to the chaotic aspects of your character, for this faculty receives its input from a zone of chaos. The actor that feeds into your character is desire. Per the diagram to the right, your desire not only feeds into your character, but your character feeds back into your desire. This is obviously a red flag, vis-a-vis desire as the governor of your character is designed to receive input from your character, which undeniably influences your desire. Ergo, if either actor is corrupted, they will eventually corrupt the other. And at some point in this process, it will become difficult to tell who is governing who. Now, let me tell you something about desire. She is not a good actor, specifically her physical side. In fact, once compromised, she may be the worst actor in your soul. By definition, desire is an intense longing or craving for something that you believe will bring you satisfaction or enjoyment. Now, the trouble with desire lies squarely within the definition I provided. To wit, desire is not only intense, but she is tied to something you believe will bring you satisfaction or enjoyment, and yet your belief cannot be validated. Here lies the problem, and I will pose it in the form of a question. What happens when you desire something that will not bring you satisfaction or enjoyment? And in the worst case, it could kill you. Alas, when you have these desires, you, my friend, are going for the ride due to the intense nature of this salacious actor. Trust me, she will carry you as far and as fast as she can down a path you believe will end well, even though it most certainly will not end well. Here is why. Your desires reflect the intentions and the will of your personal congress, vis-a-vis the personal congress that was unwilling to go with the first and best intention for the good of the body. Quite the contrary, the majority within your personal congress desire to follow a path that is not in the best interest of the body, and both the input and the output of their argument is desire. You can see this clearly by observing the diagram to the right. It clearly reveals how desire feeds into your character within your left complex. Now, if you recall, your character manages your emotions, and he or she participates in your personal congress. After aligning with your physical desires and the undeveloped, uninformed thoughts within your heart. This speaks to the downfall of your left complex, i.e., your physical heart. Alas, this division of your heart is being governed by an actor, i.e., your character, who is persistently overwhelmed by the constant chaos within his or her jurisdiction. And to make matters worse, your governor is in bed with a scandalous actress, i.e. desire, who is addicted to a wide variety of physical pleasure and carnal pursuits, whose prime objective is to manipulate your character to get what she wants out of the relationship. Heretofore, I warn you, be on your guard. Do not slack. Look here, desire is not only the mother of all strongholds within your heart, but she is a harborer of many evil and seducing spirits, and many who have gone down to her house have never made it back. Proverbs 7:21 to 27 is revealing. With her many words, she leads him astray. With her smooth lips, she seduces him, till an arrow strikes through his liver, like a bird rushing into a snare, and did not know it would take his life. And now, listen to me, you children. Pay attention to the words of my mouth. Do not let your heart turn aside to her ways. Do not go astray in her path. For many are the wounded she has caused to fall, and many strong men have been killed by her. Her house is the way to Sheol, going down to the chambers of death. What is your treasure? Now, these things being what they are, it is clear to see that there is no hope for your left complex, i.e., your physical heart, as it pertains to your war against contempt. Ergo, we should turn our attention to your right complex, i.e., your spiritual heart. We should begin by analyzing the counterpart of your physical desire. Enter spiritual desire. Along these lines, the primary variance between your spiritual and physical desire is the source. Per the diagram to the right, Your spiritual thought alignment center via your treasure feeds into your spiritual desires, which feed back into your spiritual thought alignment center. Here lies the difference between this development with your spiritual desire and the development in your left complex with your physical desire. And as it represents the only hope for your heart, I will offer it as an inflection point. Unlike your physical thought alignment center, which is defined by a zone of chaos, your spiritual thought alignment center, like your spiritual thought process, is defined by a zone of creativity, which contains a factor of truth. Here lies the inflection and the great hope for your heart and your soul. To wit, your spiritual thought alignment center has the power to transform your right complex with truth, vis-a-vis the knowledge of the will of Elohim. Ergo, this is where the set-apart spirit will launch one of his most challenging campaigns in your life. That is the conquest of your heart. To achieve this immense undertaking, the spirit will need the service of good actors. And if you recall, this is the same playbook he used in freeing your mind from disobedience and doubt. To wit, he used the services of the several good actors within your thought dimension, and he transformed it via obedience and faith. This is crucial because the connection between your spiritual thought alignment center and your spiritual desires is not realized at the beginning of the process of intention generation. Quite the contrary, this connection is realized at the interval of your personal congress, which is formed due to the rejection of your first intention. Ergo, the power of this association between your spiritual desires and your spiritual thoughts is designed as a checks and balances upon your personal congress. Now, this is where things get interesting. Vis-a-vis, this is the moment of truth as it pertains to the intention that will be endorsed by your inner heart. To wit, your spiritual desire and your spiritual thought alignment center are heavily influenced by the prized possession of your heart. And it is the script of this great influencer which will ultimately determine the direction of your inner heart and the intention you will eventually endorse. Enter your treasure. By definition, your treasure is what you deem is of the greatest worth and or value in your life. And as such, you are dedicated to aligning all your energies and focus in pursuit of the object. Now, this definition clearly reveals the only path of hope within your heart. That is, the path where your treasure is the Father's will and only the Father's will. Here is why. Despite all the various opinions and thoughts concerning the direction you should take as it pertains to formulating intentions, none of the actors in your heart possess the power to go against your treasure. Here lies the key, for your treasure feeds into your experience, which again is the primary voice as it pertains to your first intention. Ergo, should there be a personal congress, your first intention will stand for the simple fact that it is aligned with your treasure. The question of the hour, then, as it pertains to the salvation of your heart, is simply this. What is your treasure? Find the answer to this question, my friends, and you will clearly see if you are a true contender for the seal of Elohim and someone on the verge of setting their heart free. Now, here is the final word. Be strong in the Master and resist desire, or she will set your world on fire. Brothers and sisters, hear me carefully as I say, there are many bad actors in your mind and in your heart and in other facets of your being. And yet, I am not sure if any are more dangerous than your physical, i.e., carnal desire. Trust me, she is a manipulator who resorts to backdoor politics to burn your house down. Did you hear me? She will burn your house down. Not only this, but she is also a great corrupter. To wit, she corrupts your character. She corrupts your best emotions. She corrupts your feelings. And if you're not careful, she will corrupt your treasure. And as you learned in this lesson, if your treasure is corrupted, your whole heart is corrupted, and the entire being is defiled. And this is the way of the world as we know it. Heretofore, I recommend that you make sure every treasure you possess in this life is centered on the will of Elohim. And whatever you do, don't ever let your guard down, especially when it comes to physical desire, for she is not what she seems. Now, here is today's assignment. Meditate on the word you have heard today. And as always, ask the Father to reveal the truth to you. For the children of Elohim live by conviction. And if he has not convicted you, or if you have not heard him concerning these matters, you should pray until you do. Today, I want you to meditate on the word I have shared. And seeing as there was a terrific amount of material that was covered, that is the only assignment for today. My dear friends, I ask you, in all sincerity, be led by the Spirit in your deliberations concerning these matters and take your time, for these are matters of spiritual life and death. And so, whatever you are convicted to believe, be fully persuaded in your heart and in your mind. Now, here is what's next. We completed today's podcast, End Times 409, The Generation of Intentions, Part 4. And the next podcast is entitled, End Times 410, What Happens When You Resist the Truth. I will post this podcast on Wednesday, January 29th, 2025. Until then, my friends, continue to be led by the Spirit of Elohim. Continue to watch. Continue to pray. Continue in fasting. And most of all, continue to be focused, for the end is coming. The end is near.